Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Cindy Bates is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Vice President of Microsoft U.S. Small Business, Small to Medium Business Operations. She's in charge of the sales and marketing for the entire United States, and we're so glad that we know her. We're talking about something, though, that's a little bit different than we've talked about in the past, Cindy, and I'm glad you're bringing it to our attention, and that's this disaster preparedness, folks, not the recovery, although that's what happens when you're prepared, right? Cindy, you can recover.
That's exactly it. Yep, whether it's a natural disaster or a virtual disaster, some simple things. Adopting cloud-based software, keeping your technology up to date. We touched on that. Microsoft has a free download called Microsoft Security Essentials that guards against viruses, spyware, mm-hmm. all those malicious things that unfortunately are out there.
I have it. It works.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And you know, it just runs in the back.
That's exactly right.
And,
I didn't even know it was doing it until it started doing it. I mean, I'm seriously, I wasn't even aware. It was so quiet, so to speak. I wasn't even aware until all of a sudden it popped up and said, "You have a problem. We fixed it."
Yeah,
Cindy, I want you to tell the audience where they can find this report that you have on disaster preparedness. Can they download the PDF?
Absolutely. Free disaster preparedness report on how you can prepare is at MicrosoftBusinessHub.com.
All right, folks. And so what you'll find, they've got a lot of statistics in here, a lot of surveys that other people have done on, for example, there was one here that I saw that 44% of IT downtime damages staff and morale. 44% believe that when you have an technology downtime, it damages staff morale, and that makes sense because so many of our employees are using technology in their work, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And they're out of work when things, and especially, you know, they're creating a lot of the things that we want to protect, that we want to take care of, and a lot of it's their original ideas, and if that's lost, talk about a morale bummer. That's bad.
Absolutely right, Jim. Yeah. So, you know, in addition to some of the technological things that can help you, one of the key things just in terms of process is keep communications open. You know, let your employees know what the process is, inform them of the plans so they know what their role is in any kind of, again, virtual or natural, and they can do
right.
a lot to prevent virtual disasters, certainly.
Well, and as an example, that would be making sure that your protection systems are working on you if you have peer-to-peer. They have their own computer desktops, making sure that their protection systems are working, right?
Absolutely, yes. So that's one. You know, again, the security is essential. Making sure your technology is up to date. Making sure you have strong passwords. If you use Windows 7, there's something in our enterprise SKU called BitLocker, so it protects your laptop. So in the off case you leave it at the security line at the airport,
mm-hmm.
your information is protected. So there is absolutely a lot that's easy, that's affordable to do to prepare for a virtual or a natural disaster.
What do you guys recommend on policies? I know one of the things that's in your program is on getting your policies out. What does policies have to do with preparedness?
Well, there are different components of that. One thing we do talk about in terms of insurance policy actually is
mm-hmm.
making sure you do understand your insurance policies and plans. Now, that's something that oftentimes you might sign up for that. You know, it's not a lot of light reading, and you wait until it's too late to really understand what's covered, what's not, what's required on your end to be part of that. So I think that's an important part of the preparedness aspect.
I was also thinking about, you know, policies that you can establish for your employees to tell them what the responsibilities are. I mean, they need to. Especially if you've got a few employees and corresponding workstations, that's a lot of opportunity for things to get lost, isn't it? And that includes hard drives crashing, that includes disasters that happen, that includes, as you said, malware, some kind of some kind of introduction of a problem over the internet.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much now that's the benefit of technology about remote working, employees working from home and on the road. But it does make for a more dispersed information set. And, again, that goes back to some of the benefits of the cloud where even if you have a remote workforce, the cloud enables that and it also protects that in a situation where information may be lost.
It's interesting to me, knowing how Microsoft has made a living all these years, Cindy, you've sold Office in boxes and people had the CDs and all that. I know, you know, all the years and I've pulled files from your CDs all these years. It's really interesting to see Microsoft talking about the cloud. Good for you.
Well, it's we always want to do what's great for our customers, and we're seeing a real strong interest in Office 365 now, bringing really 25 years of our focus on office and productivity and collaboration, bringing all that to the cloud as an option, so customers
right.
can have that option if they want to.
Now,
have
is
that.
That a is that is office is Office 365? It's more than just disaster preparedness, right?
Oh, absolutely. Office 365 is a foundational collaboration, productivity, something we call unified communication. The ability with one click to set up video chats. But it's basically, it's productivity collaboration in the cloud, mm-hmm. as little as $6 per user per month. And it really is bringing solutions that are, you know, a year ago available only to the largest Fortune 100 companies, now are available to, you know, one-man
This is
shop.
What's exciting about being a small business owner these days. Cindy, tell us how they can find that online.
That one, you also can go to MicrosoftBusinessHub.com. And find more information about Office 365 or go to your Bing search engine and just type in Office 365.
Yeah, there you go, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Tintil, more of this after these messages with our good friend Cindy Bates. She's with Microsoft. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.